Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show. We're going to be all over the place again. I had started this recording and something screwed up, so I'm redoing it. We're going to be all over the place. We are going to be scattered, tattered, shattered, and battered. Wait, that's what we do to Nano. Speaking of Nano, somebody sent me a picture of Nano, the coronavirus. And what I did was I highlighted it, pointed out certain specifics to show that this was a nano-biomimetic. It's not really a virus, it's something that they created out of a lab that has an operating system and a program. So I went through it and I drew what I drew and I highlighted it. I don't know how to put it up, but I did what I did do, I think. Let me take a look here real quick. What I think I did do, let's see here. Oh yeah, I had it on a Skype link. Hopefully it'll show up. And anyway, in there I went through it and I basically drew all kinds of different things. And so anyhow, if you see the image, you'll see what a nanobiomimetic is. It's not just some simple little whatever. It's something that we are going to be dealing with more and more, because the pathologies coming out today are coming out of a lab. They are not, how would you put it? They are not naturally occurring in creation. They've been put there. They are not something that, how would you put it? Is of the norm. Okay, not something that's of the norm. So when we're looking at what we're looking at today regarding to what's being told. Oh crap. Okay, so I can't get it. I thought I had it, but apparently not. Basically, if I click on the Skype, it just sends back the document to me. If you want a copy of the document, just let me know. Send me an email and I'll send you the copy. Or if you're on the Skype, let me know if I haven't sent it to you. It will, like I said, it will definitely be something to see. I did put up some links on there about nanoparticles affecting our DNA and infecting cells. And I did put up there something about in regarding to nano and nano biomimetics. We are in a world today and in a realm today where pathologies today are no longer pathologies. Now they're more along the lines of a pestilence type creation or type orientation. And we're going to have to understand now, too, that in order to deal with today's infectious issues coming on and today's pathologies coming on, you're going to have to deal with this on a dual front. You're going to have to deal with it on shutting down its operating system by using EMP pulses, pulse electromagnetic fields, or some kind of pulsing effect or ionizing effect that will short out the program. That has to be done. Then you're going to have to deal with the pathology itself either by using enzymes or solvents or antioxidants or whatever, antivirals, antibacterials, anti-mold, whatever. But if you don't hit this with a duality, you are not going to stop anything from not progressing. And a lot of times you will be misdiagnosed by the medical industry that will tell you that you got XYZ. They will give you antibiotics. They won't work. They'll give you all kinds of other chemicals, whether it be antifungals, whatever. They will not work. If nothing is working, then you have a mimetic going on inside of your body. Now listen to what they have to say. They're saying that the coronavirus by summertime will have impacted 60% of the population. Now can you imagine that? Now, I don't know how they're able to forecast those statistics. But the reality is this. What they're saying, what they're actually saying, And this is where you got to get a grip on, so you understand what's really being said here, so you don't crap yourself and get panicky. I had a woman contact me. She heard about the coronavirus and she basically crapped herself, and she had to go out and get the nano silver and the iodine, and she got this and she got that. And I said, why did you get the nano silver? I said, did you even go to my website to look at the dangers of using nano silver, where it gets lodged and what it does? No brain, just a knee-jerk reaction, because my people perish for lack of wisdom. My people perish for lack of knowledge. And instead of doing her own investigation, she reacted to the fear-mongering tactics that the media propagated. And so right off the bat, I'm going to die. And so she's taking all these things, not realizing that she basically essentially put programming material inside her body, which will further disengage her immune system. Stupid, really stupid. And you have to recognize that this kind of stupidity will get you killed today. Understand the nature of how these things are working today. If they're saying 60% of the general population is going to have the coronavirus, the only thing you need to interpret there, or you can come up with the same conclusion, is that they're going to have now embedded 4.2 billion, or 60% of the population will now have that operating system programmed into them. And you know how they're going to do that? They're going to do that either through chemtrailing the skies, or again putting out these panic attacks where you're going to run to the doctor, get your vaccination, and now you have the operating system and the program running in you. You know, when it talks about the mark of the beast in the Bible, it says you won't be able to buy or sell anything unless you wear the mark. Now, the mark could be a vaccine, mark could be a chip, mark could be anything. We really don't know. There's nothing really defining there on it. But I can see with this specific stupidity that people will fall for, that they will tell you that if you have a business or a shop, if you have a job, you are going to be forced to be vaccinated in order to function in our society. At that point, I have left the building. I'm gone. I'm going to the bush. I'm going to find me a hammock. I'm going to find me some brandy, and I'm going to sit there. I'll have it all stocked up, so I won't have to worry about buying it. You know, and then I'm just going to sit there and take a nap. Period. He'll be doing me a favor. Don't allow yourself the luxury of stupidity. Okay, and I'm saying this so that you're prepared. I do these videos. I've got the information all over the place. Brian396 has got information all over the place. Between the two of us, there's got to be something there you're going to be able to understand and figure out. Errol Mack is another guy on the YouTube channel. He's also putting it out. And there are other people all over the place putting stuff out. I mean, instead of hearing the panic and the bullshit that the mainstream media, publicizes, perhaps, did it ever occur to you, just perhaps, maybe, conception that the media has been lying to you all your life? Has it ever occurred to you that these bastards are nothing but liars? And this is what they get paid to do, to misinform you? Did it ever occur to you that this is what is going on? That they want you to run to a doctor so they can implement a chip inside of you, so that when they turn on their 7G or their 6G, not the 5G, but the 6 or 7G, where it can directly assault your hydrogen molecules in your body, further escalating the breakdown of your mitochondria, guess what? If that happens, you've got no immune system. You can grab your ankles and kiss your arse goodbye, because there ain't going to be nothing there to fight with. And then seven, and that might be coming from your tower, cell phone, iPad, computer, or portable. Anything that has the capacity to transmit a 6G signal. 7G, we don't even need antenna. You are the antenna. Look at that. And you became the antenna by eating the bread, by eating the pasta, by eating the rice, by eating the corn, by eating all the cereals, by eating the quinoa. There's a flax. Somebody wrote me and says, oh, there's still some good grain left. Horse shit. Wake up and smell the coffee. If you see a chemtrail in the sky, you have no organics. Zero. They may not be spraying the other particulates like the nanosilver and the silica and the smart dust and smart sensors, but they are still they still have become compromised. And that metallic material goes right to the DNA. And if you want to prove me wrong, feel free to give it a go. Go get yourself a scope. Go get your 60X. Go get your 600X. Go get your 2500X. And split whatever it is you're going to buy. And you will see that the nanoparticulates have gone right down to the core. And now, guy was telling you about nano being put into the soil, nano fertilizers, nano programming being put into the soil. Brian now has publicized something on his sites further explaining this. And Alberta, Canada, has got this shit going on in the farms in Alberta. Okay. Like I said, we are not living in this world that you think we're living in. And the media does not give a shit about you either. They don't care. They will lie to you. They will misguide you. They will redirect you. They will even baffle you. They will entertain you. They will even create the deception that the powers that be, those that run the media, run the drug companies, run all these things, they will even put out there whatever it is they're going to put out there just to convince you to make a bad decision because you don't read. You don't study. You don't analyze. You can't remember shit. You can't remember what you did 2 days ago. You can't remember how the government screwed you all in the 1990s. You can't remember how the government screwed you in the 1980s. I mean, we had nothing but one big major screw job. The only thing that hasn't happened is they haven't brought the lubrication when they come in to screw you. May sound crude, may sound rude, but that's the way it is. They have been screwing you left, right, and center. And you can't remember this. This stuns me. This really stuns me. I like, holy crap. I have looked at the political scene from two perspectives, from the Canadian one and the American one. And I got news for you. All they are is entertainment. Mr. Trump just got acquitted by the House or the Senate. Because of the charges laid against them by the Democrats. Look how long that distracted everybody. Now we got our wing nut on this side of the creek, doing stupid nonsense here. Hasn't stopped doing stupid nonsense since he's been in power. I'm still wondering why they haven't removed him yet. Non-confidence. But that's the theatrics of politics, to keep you distracted. To lie to you, to deceive you, to maneuver you. You have to understand something. We do not have a say in our government. Anybody who still believes that concept today is truly deluded. Now, corporations run our government. It's a corporocracy. Okay. We got a bad leader in Canada because this guy doesn't know anything about business. That's why Canada is limping the way it is. On the other hand, the United States has Mr. Trump in power. He's a businessman. He understands how business works. He understands how to negotiate. He knows how to play the game. He's the best possible candidate America could have had at this given point in time because he knows how business works. And after all, it's called corporate America, not the United States of America. So we are no longer in the realm where we have a say in a bureaucracy run by fascists or fascism. Fascism is another name for fascism. A more polite name for fascism is corporocracy. Corporations that run and dictate the policies of a country. That's America. That's Canada. That's most of Europe. If you look under most of these, if you look in the stock market, you'll see that these countries are all being traded on the stock market. If you got enough money, you can buy America. You can buy Canada. That's how it rolls today. So when you're watching the television and you're seeing this blistering nonsense about whatever, you know, going on in the world, take a look what's really happening. Is that really happening, number one? If that is happening, why are they got you looking at that rather than, for instance, 7Gs and the dangers of 7Gs and how many people in India have died from using 7G technology or things of this nature? You know, or, you know, are they on the verge of a financial collapse? Are they, you know, these are things that you got to pay attention to, not the stuff that they show you. Whatever they show you, do a 180 around it, because whatever they're showing you is to keep you focused and concentrated on the bullshit. That's what it's all about. You know, money talks, bullshit walks. It's an old saying. Okay? And what they've got going on with you guys is, you know, they are parting you from your money and feeding you a lot of bullshit. Don't you feel like a mushroom kept in the dark and fed a lot of shit? Don't you feel like that? Because that's what they've been doing. That's what they've been doing. When we're looking at some of the things going on today, why is this technology that's being out there released from the frequencies with the 6 and 7G and 5G? This is why the guy at the FTC said they weren't going to test 5G. Because it's already been tested in China and India because they're ahead of the game. They've already developed it. They've already fine-tuned it. Now, they have fine-tuned it for them. And quite frankly, the corporations today, or the corporoxies, really don't care about ethnic people. They never did. They don't care about Europeans. They don't care about East Indians. They don't care about Africans. Well, we know they don't care about Africans. They're slaughtering them every day. Bill Gates is going down there with his new weapon of mass destruction. How is it that they went after Osama bin Laden, and they went after Saddam Hussein for weapons of mass destruction, and yet Bill Gates walks free? Don't you find the irony in that? Don't you find the satire in that? They never did find weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. They just destroyed Iraq, dumped all kinds of depleted uranium all over the place. They got birth defects going on now. They're going to have problems for the next 100 years until that depleted uranium is completely removed from the country. And Osama bin Laden. There was a story that went out when they were looking for them, and the Sudanese government caught him. They caught him and his group, and they contacted Washington and says, "We got them all. What do you want us to do with them?" And they said, "Let them go." Isn't that interesting? That's what I'm saying. You don't see this on the mainstream media. So why do you believe them when they come up with all these, you know, whacked out different things? I remember in the 90s, now I can do this, so I guess God's given me the gift of memory. But I remember for the whole decade, from 1990 to the year 2000, every year there was a different flu. Hong Kong flu, Chinese flu, Thailand flu, Taiwanese flu, Korean flu, Vietnamese flu, Japan flu, Japanese flu, you know. The Filipino flu, the flu that flew over the cuckoo's nest. All these so-called infections came out. And then we had SARS in the 2000s. Now, don't you find that a little odd? Just a little bit. that we had that many variations of the flu come out for a decade. And you know what happened when that? And they started screaming, oh, we got this kind of flu and that kind of... People basically had no brain, ran to the doctor, and then got infected with a flu. And you ask me, well, how did they get infected with a flu? Because the doctor injected them with a flu. So for the next 3 days through 2 weeks, they're puking their guts out, saying, I got my flu vaccine. Yeah, you did. And they injected the flu inside of you. You weren't feeling like shit before you went to see the doctor, but you feel like shit afterwards. Wow. I'm not putting two and two together here. I was feeling good. Went to doctor. I'm feeling like shit. Wow, what happened? I was going to work. I come home. I went to the doctor. I got a shot. From that shot, I felt like shit. Are we not correlating this? Are we not equating this? Before doctor, healthy, happy, moving around, going to work, making money, taking care of business, taking care of the house, taking care of the kids, taking care of the husband, taking care of the wife, you know, enjoying whatever little luxury I have in this realm of craziness. Go to the doctor, now I'm in bed for 2 weeks. He gave me a shot. What did he give me? He gave me a flu shot. And they're telling you this. They are telling you this. They are giving you a flu shot. They're not giving you an antidote to the flu. They're giving you a flu shot. Wow, can you dig that? They gave you the flu. And you voluntarily went to them and said, yes, please give me the flu. Yes, give it to me in a shot form. I will take your flu shot. Yes, inject your... That's what you've done. Now, we don't even know, because again, I've never really looked into it, but I'm just presuming, not assuming, but presuming, that flu shot would now have altered your genetic code, your DNA, your chromosome code, mitochondria production, your immune system, your enzyme production, antioxidant profile, organ health, cellular health, tissue health, brain. Because you took a flu shot. You took a genetically engineered vaccine and had that injected inside of you. It too now has a nano delivery method. That nano delivery now will take whatever payload it has inside your body and deliver it to the pre-required area that they program it for it to go to. And that program now is going to be dumped into that specific area to disengage your DNA. Wow. Can you imagine that? You went and got a flu shot. See, you don't see it that way. This is what you see. This is the cartoon you see in your head. You go to the doctor and say, and you're thinking flu. So now you're thinking the doctor's going to give you a flu shot. So you take the flu. You get the flu put inside you. So, but in your mind, you're thinking, now I took a shot. And in your mind, you're thinking, I'm all free and clear. I'm going to be protected. And you don't think any more about it. You just got sore arms, a little stiff. But you say, it'll pass in a couple days. No big deal. I've had shots before. And so now you go on with your day. So the next day you wake up and you can't get out of bed. Bioengineering. Okay, nanobiomimetic, synthetic biology. You have now been infected with a program. Oh wait, it doesn't stop there. Oh no, it doesn't stop there. Then the kids, oh, they come. Your kids need to be vaccinated. Oh, they haven't had their shots. Hurry, they're going to die. Oh, they're going to die. Oh, they're going to die. They're not telling you nothing new. We're all going to die one day. We're all going to stand before the Almighty and give an account. You know, we're not going to stay. We're not coming back as a butterfly or a worm or a maggot or whatever else they tell you you're going to come back. There's no sequel. I got that from the guy at the Golden Globe Award. I liked what he said. There is no sequel here. You die, and you pass on, you go and stand before the Almighty, and then you got to tell the Almighty what kind of an idiot you were when you're down here. Oh yeah, God, well I didn't know, but they were putting stuff in my arm. I took a flu shot, didn't realize I was getting the flu because they gave it to me. oh yeah, that child you gave me that you put in my custody, oh yeah, yeah, I did the same thing. I took him because I thought the doctor was doing him some good. Did I read the stuff? No, I didn't read anything. I just assumed. Even God might say, you know what the word assume means? I can just see it now. You know what the word assume means. We're no longer in that realm of being blissfully ignorant. And just because you had gotten shots in the past, it may have appeared to have worked, and I say appeared, is because 20 and 30 years ago, the environment was a lot cleaner. As a result, your immune system was better able to function in fighting off infections that were being, again, delivered to the general population through the water, food, or air, or vaccines. And back 30, 40 years ago, we didn't have the chemtrail activity that we have today, where they'll spray the sky, and you open the door, and now you got the bubonic plague because they dropped the bubonic plague on you. So we have to understand that those days are gone. We are not living in those days anymore. We are living in times where we can't really trust anything anymore. Any viable that we used to trust, we can't. You can't trust the guys in the pulpit. You don't even know if they've hijacked the pulpit. You don't know if they're Jesuits, Zionists, Illuminati, Freemasons. You don't know what is in there anymore. And that includes all faiths. I'm not just picking on the Christian one. I'm picking also on the Islamic ones and the Hebrew ones that have the priests go up on the stage and do their song and dance and do their pony and song and then, you know, make you pay you money and then away you go. You don't know. You just don't know. You know, not to be that trusting. You know, we don't, politicians, the same thing. They have absolutely no credibility. I mean, if any party ruined the credibility of a political landscape, that would be the Democrats in the United States. The liberals in Canada are doing a fine job, too. They're doing a wonderful job at destroying all confidence in government here. So when we're looking at the things that are going on today, it's safe to say that you cannot really believe anything and you have to reevaluate what you think you know. Some of you are saying, well, that's a headache. I mean, I'm about 9,000 years old. No time than the better to get started. We are no longer living under the pretext that everything is correct. You know, look at the genetically engineered people that are walking down the street today. The people that are gay and the people that are transsexual and transvestites and the lesbians and the whatever the hell else is going on out there. You know, I don't even want to think about it. Genetically altered. We never seen that kind of honest to God nonsense growing up. If you saw somebody that was unique like that, it was like one in a million, probably one in a million, especially in my neighborhood. My neighborhood, you didn't come out there and say, oh, I'm coming out. You might be coming out of the closet, but you'll be heading into a gasket. That's the way it was, a casket. That's the way it was back then. I'm not kidding. You know, I really am not kidding. If you were a homosexual back then, you came out and said you were coming out, oh well. Everybody would ask, what kind of flowers you like again? And I'm not kidding you, they would disappear. But I'm not saying that's right either. I'm just saying that was the reality of that time. Things were a lot more violent when I grew up, a lot more violent. That has toned down dramatically because of the frequencies and the drugs that they've released in the general population. If you were fully sober, you'd be so uptight and in an uproar, it wouldn't be even funny. I want to point out something else too. This was really caught my eye last night. I was at the apartment, and TV was on again. And I'm a TV flicker, and anyway, I was watching Wild Wild West, the old Western, way back in 1966, 67. that's what really caught my eye, because it's something that I grew up with. Anyway, I'm watching this. And they had a crystal in their head. I may have said this in the beginning, and I may be a little whacked here because I'm a little tired, but anyway, I'm just going to repeat this. They had a crystal, carbon C60, and they were implanting this through surgical procedures into the head, and they were able to control whoever had that crystal in the head by a frequency, by a whistle like they use for dogs. 1966-67, okay? They were showing this as entertainment. And again, they were showing this because this is what they're doing. The Night of the Cadre, that's what the video was called. The other one was The Night of the Howling Light. Another one about same program. Again, I found this one trying to find the name of the other one. On YouTube, I found the other one. Anyway, same thing, mind control. We are talking mind control. Again, we were being programmed by, like I said, by the MKUltra and all that stuff in the 60s. Here we are. Then right underneath there, I got a link, a remote control brain and nervous system. That all fitted. Now they want to incorporate, and again, when you guys get a chance, go watch it if you can. And I don't know if you can find the video. If you can't, you might have to download it through 1337 or whatever you use to bootleg or whatever. You may find, if you watch it, you're going to freak out. The guy's holding a crystal in his hand, says they surgically put this into your head. They blow the whistle, you become fearless, and now you'll do whatever the frequency tells you to do. Raise a spear, stab a guy, kill him, shoot him, beat him up, lock him down, whatever. Whatever the frequency tells that chip to do, that crystal to do. Imagine that. A crystal in the head. Carbon C60, a prelude or a prototype of carbon C60. Eat that, goes into the brain, accesses the brain, allows terahertz frequencies to become more amplified in the brain. Again, further connecting with you and delivering whatever it needs to deliver. See, the way they did the carbon C60, they used olive oil, and the carbon that they say is comes out of the urine, that carbon is because of the olive oil. The carbon C60 doesn't come out. It stays embedded into the stem of the brain, into the spine, and it's now allows you to become the super antenna that you were meant to be. By God's great design, He designed you to be that super antenna. Oh, wait, that wasn't God. That might have been the other side. Someone's saying, what do you mean God designed us? No, God didn't design us that way, but the other side is changing, making the changes. So again, check those places out if you can find them. I was mesmerized by it. The Night of the Howling Lights, another one. And when you watch that, you're going to like, holy jumping. This is 1967. And the MKUltra was just basically entertaining us with the way they were going to screw us over. I had to, you know, if I said it, I'm just saying it again because I was that flabbergasted by it. You know, just flabbergasted. You know, when we're looking in, and Three Church is talking about mind control. Okay, Sherry down, so I got her link up there called Targeting. And I'll tell you something, she's one of the few ministers I will listen to. I don't listen to a lot of them, I gotta tell you, I think most of them are full of shit most of the time. But this one here, I'll tell you, she's got some brass cookies. And I don't mean that in a bad way, so I know Cheryl's going to hear this and say, what do you mean by brass cookies? She's got testosterone, baby. She'll step up to the plate and tell it the way it is. She's one of the few ministers, I got to tell you, she is one of the few ministers that I have heard that actually gets into the nitty-gritty of all this bullshit that we're all dealing with. 5G, 6G, 7G, you know, nanotechnology, chemtrails, frequencies, towers. I mean, she's in there knee-deep, if not higher, into this. You know, And she's showing you another aspect or another perspective about this. I mean, she's a minister, obviously, so, and she is going to talk about Jesus. I got no problem with that at all. You know, speak away. That's my perspective. You know, what the heck? So listen to all these people, you know, being whatever they are. She's bold as a lion. Tells it the way it is, and I think everybody should go check her out, listen to her. I really do. I think, I don't normally, like I said, advocate a lot of ministers because I think a lot of them are just full of shit most of the time. And I'm just being square with you on that one. You know, I think they take the Bible and I think they manipulate it and I think they try to entrap a lot of people. So really test who you're listening to, you know. And that applies to the Muslims and that applies to the Hebrews that go in, like I said, to the temple and they hear these guys with the Quran and the Torah and blah, 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 and then they got you all wound up to shoot and kill each other. That was just stupid shit. Just stupid shit. Anyway, I want to give you something else. I don't even know how long we've been going at this. Wow. Okay. We're moving right along here. Holy jumping. Okay. They found out that vitamin E can protect the heart muscles after a heart attack. So I'm going to give you a formula because some of you contact me, you know, and you got all these heart issues, angina and this and that, and, you know, this valve's not working and that valve's not working. I'm going to tell you a little secret about the heart. You know, the Bible says, the proverb in the Bible says, guard well thy heart, for from it flow the well springs of life. I live by that. See, after I've had my heart, you know, got stomped into the ground so many times, I decided maybe I better protect it a little bit more. I'm not going to be around. And with all the shit going on today, it says in the last days, most men's hearts will fail them because they'll be afraid and fear. Okay. Now, you need to fortify your heart for a lot of reasons. One, the food you're eating doesn't have the magnesium in it that once had. It doesn't have the taurine you can only get from certain foods. And the again, the potassium isn't in a lot of foods either anymore. And you know what's funny? The vegans will run around. Again, these are the challenged people, I have to say. Shouldn't call them stupid anymore. That's probably not going to help. Challenge. These are the challenged children. Challenged children that follow demonic teachings about how they should eat. Because they're going to save a planet that they have had nothing at all to do with destroying. But this is the philosophy that they have bought into. See, the corporations have destroyed the planet. We didn't. Corporations decided what they were going to sell to the general population. And the pollution problem that came along with it, they did not care. And the onus is on the corporations to fix the environment. Like I said, I had nothing to do with killing the River Rouge over in Detroit. Ford did. Ford killed that river. Now, what they've done is instead of saying, hey, Mr. Ford, you need to go clean that mess, get your shit out of that water. Nope, they didn't do that. No, they didn't say that. The Ford said, oh, we're going to lose money. Even profits are going to go down. We got to do that. No, that's not. Let it go. And they paid off a politician. That's how business is done. So when we're looking at what's going on today, never, ever take the blame for what has happened on this planet. I did not build General Motors. I did not build Ford. I did not build Chrysler. I did not build Bill Gates. I did not build all these corporations. These corporocracies are running this planet. They imposed upon me the material, the products that I needed to live in this life. Why is it that back in the 1950s, and I said this before in another program, the cars could get almost 100 miles to the gallon, full-size car, which today's six cylinders and most cars today are not even remotely close to the same size car that was built back in those days, which had heavy steel, not this cheap, thin paper material that they're using today. And those cars could get 100 miles to the gallon because of the carburation they had, and yet today we cannot get past 30. What is wrong with that picture? Like I said, I had nothing to do with this environmental damage. The corporations who did not release that technology to the general population so that everybody could get 100 miles to the gallon to the car, which would have been very, very, which would have been a conservative thing to do to the planet. It would have minimized drastically the amount of air pollution just coming from the automotive sector. But somebody had to make billions. Somebody had to make trillions. Somebody had to make whatever. So now the cars are only making between 25 and 35 miles to the gallon average, unless you buy some foreign car that comes from Europe. They can get about 50, 60 miles to the gallon. So then it's usually a three banger or a little four banger. So never take any I don't take any responsibility for anything. You know, oh, the dump has toxic waste, it's people, the planet, blah, blah, blah. I didn't do nothing. Corporations did that. That's the end result of the corporation greed. If you don't fix it on one end, it's going to bite you in the ass on the other. And you know what's going to happen? They're going to fine the corporations. Corporations are going to say, it's okay, we'll pay the fine. It's still not going to do nothing. Then the corporations are going to raise the price of their products so that they can now collect the money that they were normally collecting, plus the money that they lost in the fine area. That's how it works. That's how it rolls. That's how it goes. Corporations should be all made accountable not to pay a fine, but to clean their shit that they produced, because that's what they should be doing. But that ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen in your lifetime or mine. I'm at the door. I'm okay with that. You know, I am going to be leaving this shithole soon enough. One day I'll be gone. God'll take me home, probably rip me a new backside for being so stupid, and then I'm in. I hope. We got to pay attention here, okay? Now, the formula I'm going to give you again is this. Use a non-soy-based or non-flax-based vitamin E. Make sure it doesn't come from soy. Read your label. Bring a magnifying glass. Don't be in any mad rush. Don't run like hell. Just go into the health food store. Proceed to read the labels of the vitamin E. You may find one that might be olive oil based. There's whatever. Okay, do not use any vitamin E coming from soy or flax. Unless you're a man and you're trying to grow breasts, avoid the flax-based vitamin E. Use between 200 and 400 international units, okay? That's how they're measured. They're measured in international units. And take, along with the vitamin E, CQ10, okay, 100 milligrams, or ubiquinine. Use the simple, plain, no-frills ubiquinine. That works just as good than all the other ones with all the fillers in them. Get either the essential oil of rosemary or the essential oil of bay leaf, okay? And either use 1 to 2 drops, you know, with the mix that you're taking. Or take bay leaf and rosemary and make a tea out of them. Either way, drink the tea and take the supplements and do them every 3 hours. After you've had a heart attack, you're going to need to start using these things in order to restore your heart, okay? The formula will also be there as well. Again, feel free to utilize this thing. Okay, don't hesitate. Alrighty, and then last, I think not the last, but we're at the nanomodification. Nanomodification of living organisms, biomimetics. When you read these articles again about the mimetics, hopefully you can connect the dots. Hopefully you can understand what a mimetic really is. It's actually replicates something in nature. Simplest way, it copies. It's a copy of something in nature made in a lab. Simplest way to put it, it's a copy of something in nature made in a lab. And with adding the added nano features to these programs and particulates, they can cause problems. They will cause you problems. Don't worry about it. Avoid them if you can. Do not allow yourself, again, the luxury of just assuming that whatever you're near is safe. We are in the days of neutrality, neutralizing what we're eating. Okay. One guy wrote me a letter. I couldn't believe this either. Sometimes I get these letters, and I don't know why I get these letters. Because all they do is annoy the hell out of me. One person wrote me and says, well, I'm carnivorous, and I got my nano silver, and I got my iodine, and I got nano. And I said, why did you get the nano silver? I did not know what it does. Did you even go on my, because see, people contact me all the time. So I direct them to my website, because the website has got all the data. And you can download all that data for free. So when I say, did you go to the website? And they say, no, I'm about ready to jump through the phone and apply a technique, a biblical technique about laying upon thy hands to drive the demons out. It would be quick, hard, and deliberately. It's like, are you kidding me? You know, you're going to run and you're going to go crazy and blah. And then another guy wrote me. He says, well, I'm going to eat whatever I want because it seems like we're going to be able to stop the chemtrails or anything else anywhere, and our food's all going to be contaminated, blah, blah, blah. I'm thinking, holy geez, it doesn't take much to give up and surrender, does it? If you go decide to eat everything you want to eat, I assure you, you're going to feel really sick in a very short period of time, because you're not taking in consideration that your body's already loaded with the stuff. You are already overloading the body, and sooner or later, it's going to come to a head. Now, when people like this write me an email, hoping when something goes wrong, they don't bother me, because I really don't want to even deal with people this dumb. And I'm saying that with all genuinity, because I do not want to have to deal with somebody this ridiculously retarded, because if they are not listening to what's being said now to avoid the problems that they're going to have up in the future, I do not want to be the one to babysit them back to health. That's a full-time job, and I'm not going to make enough money to do it. Unless the guy's a millionaire, then I'm going to charge him $1 million a day. Because you didn't listen. You know, it's important that you read. You're losing your minds anyway. You can't remember nothing. You don't even know what day you're in. You don't know what planet you're on. Half the time you don't know if you're wearing a diaper or underwear, you know. So read, exercise that gray matter. If you ain't got any books and there's a Bible, start reading that. Surely it can do you no harm. And you might learn something. God may open up the gray matter and say, oh, look, we can now educate somebody here. I mean, read. Study. Understand what you're reading. Test what you're reading. Don't just accept the first thing that comes along. Go through several different studies. Validate, substantiate what you're reading. So you don't make a mistake, because some of the studies out there are bogus. And this will go a long, long way for me to be able to get a nap. Because then you'll all be smart, educated, wise, knowledgeable. You won't perish. You won't die, not stupidly anyway. And you'll be able to build things like an ark to keep yourselves going. It's really important that you study. Keep the brain functioning. Keep the brain moving. Keep the brain active. It's important that you stay aware of what's happening and don't get sucked into bullshit, gizmos and gadgets and all kinds of nonsense. Read, understand, study, test it. Test what you're reading. Test everything you're doing. Don't just accept anything. Test it all. Develop a Mediterranean side. We don't believe in nothing. Nothing. If God comes along, we have to see ID. Just the way that goes, you know. Oh, my name's God. Show me some ID. We don't believe it, you know. That's the way it is, but it's not always good to be that way either. But I'd rather be that way than I can look, at least investigate and validate and substantiate, than just to be a gullible, you know, a porous net where the wind can blow in and bring everything with it. You know what I mean? Study, read. Some of you say, well, how would I know? Blah, blah, blah. Test it. Check other things to validate. You're not going to get it right the first time. I guarantee you. It's probably not going to get it right until about the 10th or 20th time from you. But you will eventually get it. You will eventually all get it. And then you guys will have radio shows and you'll take over. All good. All good. All right. I'm always telling everybody, if you're going to support somebody, why don't you support somebody that is out there doing a real job, doing something that's real, something that you can substantiate, something that is, you know, again, is benefiting you. You got Brian396, you know, he's got his data research, he's got his photo channel in the gallery on Google. You got the Aaron Mack channel as well. He's on the YouTube channel, another activist showing it, tell it the way it is, you know. You've got me as well on the Ogman and Force, on the YouTube channel, on the BitChute channel, on the Wix.com channels. Feel free to access all the information, all the data. It's all for yours free. Check it out. If you can help the guys there financially, by all means do so. If you can't, again, there's no beating you upside the head and making you feel guilty in it. God is, you know, if you ain't got it, you ain't got it. That's all there is to it. Then, if you can, share the information. Share the data. Share it with people. I mean, put it out there. It's up to them whether they're going to accept or reject it. You know, don't try to convert them. Here, man, you might want to read this. You might want to check this out. You might want to, you know, whatever. You know, it'll go a long way in helping them come to the truth. If they don't want to listen, then they don't want to listen. That's just the way it goes. That's just how it goes. All righty, I'm going to cut this one a little short today. anyway, to the next segment, to your health. Share the health, share the wealth. And there's the formula in there for those of you who've got a weak heart. Check it out. Check out the links. Share those links with your network. All right, you guys have a good night. Take care.